And then as the scene kept evolving, he evolved with it. You know, when the first production of Brecht's Three Penny Opera happened in New York, he got very excited about Brecht. And he actually ended up acting and singing in a version of The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahagoni and did a whole album of Brecht songs. He had his rock band. He had two different jug bands that recorded. He was the pioneer of ragtime fingerstyle guitar. St. Louis Tickle was the first classic rag ever played on solo guitar. And then, you know, when the big orchestrations came in, he did a couple of albums with the full orchestration, doing the work of people like Randy Newman and Leonard Cohen. And then, you know, in his later years, he kept on going. I mean, the book really just traces the folk revival. But his last couple of albums, he had a swing jazz combo. So he really covered the whole gamut, almost, of American music.